A thick bluish-white haze hangs over the Dandora municipal dumping site and blows into the nearby slums and low-income neighborhoods where up to 1 million people live. Njoroge Kimani is a clinical biochemist at Kenyatta Hospital and author of a UN report on the dump.
From what I was able to collect from the people on the ground, the situation is actually very, very serious. Because the residents themselves, they told me, we are holding funerals every day because of this dumping site.
Some 2,000 tons of garbage, including wood with lead-based paint, are deposited into the 30-acre site each day. The United Nations Environment Program study found that the lead in the blood of one half of 328 children tested exceeds international standards. Many suffer from chronic bronchitis, asthma, anemia, skin infections, and other diseases. Children and adults are exposed to toxins in the Nairobi River, which flows near the dump. Lead, mercury, cadmium, and other pollutants are also found in nearby soil and the ever-present smoky haze. To address the problem, City Council recently proposed moving the dump to an isolated location outside of Nairobi called Ruai. City Councillor Benjamin Njenga says the new dump should be in place by next July.
We know people have really suffered, and that's why we have taken that bold move of seeking for strategic partners so that we can relocate the dump site from here to Ruai.
But to the 120,000 people crammed into the crowded neighborhood of Korokocho, who earn an average of less than $1 a day, the dump is a source of income. People sift through the garbage and sell what they can. Some people even eat from the dump. 18-year-old David Kamishina says he earns $3 to $4 per day selling garbage.
A kilogram of papers is 3 shillings. Carton is 3 shillings also. But there are those who buy paper and carton at 5 shillings per kilo.
Community members and activists say relocating the dump will only transfer the problems to others and deprive Korokocho and other residents of their livelihoods. The United Nations Environment Program proposes reducing pollution while still providing economic opportunities for the residents. Opportunities could include waste separation, incineration, and the production and sale of methane gas. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.